Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning and inviting you to move forward with me today in an understanding of a greater idea of self and the application of that understanding. I would like to share with you this morning an excerpt from my book, The Power of Positive Purpose. It's from page 133, and the topic of my lesson is Rolling Away the Stone. The highest teaching of the age concerns how to pass over from darkness to light, how to roll away the stone of doubt and fear and step forward into an unlimited tomorrow as divine love in action. A well-defined decision carries with it a powerful impact in our experience. Without such a decision as to what we really are, a mighty moving power of love, and what we want as a result of that understanding, we run the risk of continuing in aimless, perhaps even discordant pursuits. In essence, that would be like jumping up and down and thinking we're going somewhere because we're moving. Albert Einstein stated, "We must make up our minds to accept the fact that the logical basis departs more and more from the facts of experience. Through the study of the science of mind, we explore a higher reality and become one with it. We discover how to think as it thinks." Dr. Ernest Holmes wrote, "We should learn how to control our thought process and bring them into line with reality. In this way, we allow our choices to be free from anxiety over the facts of apparent limitation and confirm our faith in inner reality and intelligent judgment and celebrate the experience of the good we decide to accept. When we roll away the stone of limitation, our divine nature unfolds as a stabilizing realization of our oneness with infinite life and the recognition of the impartiality and equal availability of all that is wonderful. In this awareness, there is nothing big or little. There are neither important nor unimportant events, conditions, or people. Peace reigns within the hearts of this reality. We each have an important part in establishing peace on earth as an actuality. We each contribute to the totality of thinking that determines the proceedings of the human experience. Letting this truth be our way allows us to view all substance through the eyes of spirit and perceive the divine. Generously, inclusion and love becomes our experience, and we honor our responsibility toward peace. Establish it in mind, and it rolls away the stone and becomes a living reality in the experience of all people everywhere. It is the result of following the inspiration of the spirit within us, which impresses its certain wisdom upon our hearts. The decisions we make in life based on this clarity allows us to depart from the tomb of negative thinking and experience and move into the light of truth, accomplishing the wonderful. Roll away the stone. My friends, when we roll away the stone, we are allowing ourselves to know that this stone of doubt and fear and confusion, this stone of hanging on to limited ideas, hanging on to anger, hanging on to resentment, is the very thing that's in the way of our ideal becoming experience, our desire moving forth as our totality. It was Benjamin Disraeli who pointed out the secret of success is consistency of purpose. Well, I just shared with you a chapter from my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, and it is not enough just to read the chapter. My desire for each and every one of you who have the book or hear this program every Wednesday morning, that you allow yourself to embody, even if it's just one idea that I'm sharing with you, and move forth and prove it, because I'm not sharing anything you can't prove. You see, my friends, you are the thinker in your life. And as I ask my students quite often, as that I've asked you on this program before, is what you think what you think, or are you thinking something somebody else told you to think, or your habit of thinking thinks? When you know that you are the thinker in your life and you choose to think from a new idea, what happens in that moment is you are honoring your unity with the mind of the infinite. You see, my friends, today, right now, you can move beyond the personal and discover the truth of your being in and as the universal. The reciprocal action between the universal mind and your mind is at the heart of your positive power to live, move, and demonstrate the best as your healthy, vital event. Today, right now, you can choose. You can choose to think all of your answers you need in your life. You can think them through carefully, and you can, at this moment, make an intelligent decision based on your awareness of divine mind in you as you. Why is this true? It's true because thoughts are things. You are the thinker that thinks the thought that becomes the thing. This lovingly happens by way of your awareness of God discovering more about itself as you and your world. The unlimited image of truth and life is the example for your thinking to follow. Now, if you do it, and you do it now, make up your mind this morning to allow yourself to think about what you think about, all of a sudden you discover that you are expressing life, and you are discovering that by doing so, from this understanding, you are expressing life at its abundant best. So today, my friends, discover more and more of the greatness within yourself. Discover more and more of the greatness of truth for yourself, about yourself. Let go and let yourself know that what you're searching for is the manifestation of the truth of you. Right now and forever, allow yourself to live at the level of the attitude of gratitude and let the beautiful happen in and as your life in a beautiful and wonderful way. When you do this, you are honoring what Dr. Ernest Holmes said when he pointed out, he said, from the creative power of thought, which we all possess, there is no escape. Now, what he's talking about here is that every thought you believe is true and make as part of you does and will manifest as some kind of experience, whether it's in your body or your world. So the challenge is to roll away the stone of doubt and fear and choose to live in and as the truth of you, which is healthy mind, healthy body, healthy world. To affirm, I live in health, as health unfolds. The manifestation of this understanding is your celebration. As we move into this Easter time, the resurrection from limitation, doubt, and fear into the light of eternality, we find ourselves celebrating the loving presence of God as our life. We discover that we are a mighty moving power of God in our world, that God does love the world the only way it can, and that's by means of you and me. Change your thinking, my friends, for the better. And what happens? Your life changes. In truth, no matter how you feel or how you felt yesterday, in truth, you are full of positive energy and healthy anticipation For everything that's in front of you today, if you let go and let it be your way, let go and let God, we're told. Not make God, beseech God, or beg God, but let God be what it knows how to be as you. There's something wonderful for you to do today. There's something wonderful for you to be today. There's something wonderful for you to choose to do and to be right now in this moment. Now, the way you do this is make up your mind to love. To love what? To love your healthy mind, healthy body, healthy world, and honor the truth of your being. Now, you can deliberately do this, my friends. All you have to do is affirm, I deliberately turn my attention to spirit as the source of my life. Why? Because it is the source of all life. Know today that wholeness and health are your natural state. Realize today that today is completely new and you can be completely new in it. You can be completely new right now in this moment, filled with exciting possibilities, and appreciate the goodness around you, within you, for you, through you, as you give and receive from the best and highest of your understanding of yourself. Now, what is that? Well, my friends, the truth of you is you are full of energy and vitality, positive energy and positive vitality. Your health, your happiness, your harmony springs forth speedily from your healthy thinking when you choose to be healthy thinking in action. William James called people who practice what I'm teaching every time I'm on this program, every Sunday, every Wednesday at our center, and any unity, divine science, or religious science minister, what they are teaching is healthy-mindedness. Thank you, William James, for defining us that way, because we are the healthy-minded people. Your health, your happiness, your harmony springs forth, while, as I said before, from your healthy thinking. You are one with the wholeness of God, whether you know it or not, my friends. To know it and know you know it, and realize that the realization you're having is filling you with appreciation and love for the truth of your being. And when that looks out of your eyes, this awareness begins to embrace everything and everyone in your world. So be grateful today. Be grateful that you are choosing to turn to God and demonstrate your mental, emotional, and physical perfection. You see, this can be your way when you choose to let go and let love and action do what it knows how to do. This is spiritual reality, my friends. It was Plotinus who said each individual soul is a little first cause. What if you got out of secondary causation? And secondary causation is what happens to the individual when they think from condition or think from the effect. Why do that when you can think from first cause? There's one life, it's God, it's your life, my life. Start your thinking from that understanding. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 81 of the Science of Mind textbook, one of the first lessons in the Science of Mind textbook, where he points out spirit is first cause, or God, the absolute essence of all that is. It is the great or universal I am. Spirit is conscious mind and is the power which knows itself. It is conscious being. Now, whatever you're letting yourself be in consciousness right now is becoming whatever you're about to move into as your life experience. I just dedicated a Sunday lesson to that subject recently, Being and Becoming. My teacher, Dr. Fenwick Holmes, wrote a phenomenal book called Being and Becoming. So what are you letting yourself be in this thing called life, in this thing called now, in this thing called universal intelligence unfolding by means of you and me?
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal. I am thrilled to announce that Adrian Golday, celebrated author of Regretland, is returning to Center for Spiritual Living Fremont. Adrian will be facilitating an afternoon workshop on Sunday, April 25th, based on her newest book, The Science of Gifting. The Science of Gifting is a guidebook to remove mental blocks to receive love, health, money, and all good things. The workshop is scheduled at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, April 25th, and tuition is on a love offering basis. In the meantime, our own Reverend Darlene Sykes will be facilitating a Wednesday evening book study on Science of Gifting to get us ready for the workshop. This powerful class meets the first three Wednesday evenings in April from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tuition is $10 per class or $25 for the series of three if paid in advance. If you are visiting us for the first time, mention KEST at the door to gain free admission to your first class. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Right now, today, you have the opportunity, my friends, to turn your thoughts to the God presence and give full expression to the divinity that is within you and recognize the love that is expressed in every aspect of your life. Know today that divine mind, in truth, knows no problems. Whatever problems may be confronting you, no matter how big or little they seem to be, they are the result of your own thinking, and if you want them to go away, they will disappear as a result of your own thinking. The door to your freedom from old accumulations of fear or frustration or limitation, that door swings open and you can neutralize every reason for your doubt or fear or limitation in any way. You can neutralize all of that and realize that you are not separated from your good. The reality of your being is ready, willing, and able to become anything you let go and let it be. So neutralize your thoughts today. Neutralize your thought from separation from good. Allow the reality of your being to celebrate itself. Right now, this morning, in this time, allow yourself to realize that as an individual expression of God, you too are a first cause. In action, let go and let your faith be so solidly based in your awareness of oneness with God that nothing can undermine it. Think about that. What if you could start your day today affirming the truth of me is greater good and nothing in my experience can undermine this? What a great way to move through the Easter season. To move through this Good Friday and Easter experience, to move through the Passover experience with calm expectation, to quietly dwell in the consciousness of good. What a celebration that is. You see, my friends, you can know today that as you sow in belief, you will reap in experience. Now, what is your guide? How about the clearest thinkers who ever lived? Let that be your guide. How about the highest wisdom that has ever been shared? Why not let that be your guide instead of all of your reasons for unhappiness? When you let go and let higher wisdom guide you, then you become the leader of yourself, not a follower following followers around, but a self-leader leading yourself from where you are now to where you can be. And as you do this, you discover that what you're giving forth is love and love only to everyone. You see, when you do this, only love returns to you. Through what? Through all of your associations. Every person you contact senses that quality of love when you let go and let love be your way. Through its expression in your life, all of a sudden you find that daily you are greatly enriching yourself and every essence of your spiritual reality becomes higher, healthier, happier, more and more loving in every way. In Genesis 1:27, it points out, "So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him." Now, what does that mean? It means that the universal mind, which is everywhere at once, made everything, and the only thing it had to make everything out of was and is itself. Therefore, everything you are is it. Your mind is the mind of God in action. Our mind is God, said Plato. Our mind is God. Think about that. Dr. Ernest Holmes points this out on page 33 of the Science of Mind textbook when he points out very clearly there is that within every individual which partakes of the nature of the universal, wholeness, and insofar as it operates is God. Now, this mind within you is part of infinite mind, and as you roll away the stone of doubt and fear, you begin to discover something about your mind you've never discovered before, and that is the more you allow yourself to experience the best of you, the more you discover there's that much more to know. So my challenge to you today, my friends, is to allow yourself to direct your thinking, the thinking based in full potentiality, and let your full potentiality come forth as your life experience. Know today that the law of mind responds to your demand for a specific good in your life. Don't outline, but allow yourself to move into the direction of good and greater good. And as you do it because you are realizing the law of mind in action is reflecting back to you an equivalent of your belief. Right now, today, you can choose, if you so choose, to allow yourself to believe in your perfect health, to believe that your body manifests that perfect spiritual concept, that there is a perfect spiritual concept of every individual in the mind of God, and you are now one with that perfect spiritual concept. Know today that you are absolutely convinced of this awareness, that you know that you are a manifestation of the perfect life principle that knows what to do and how to do it in every cell of your body, every fiber of your being, every aspect of your life. It is your doctor, it is your medicine, it is everybody you're working with, it is the creativity within you, it's the project in front of you, it's the task at hand. And when you let the God in you greet the God in whatever's going on around you, then you allow yourself to know that there is only a perfect life principle. You are immersed completely in this unlimited presence and power, and you find yourself erasing from your subconscious mind any idea of sickness, any idea of malice, any idea of resentment, and you're replacing all those negative ideas with what? With positive ideas of health, kindness, and love. And if you do this today, my friends, your life will change for the better. I guarantee it. You are the author of your success in every venture you undertake. You are the author of your experience in every new venture. For what reason? The reason's very clear. Your consciousness determines and molds your circumstance. Now, as you identify yourself with the spiritual wholeness of being right now in this moment, you can choose to use this key to freedom, and you can use it in such a way that you discover what you're doing is eliminating all care and all dis-ease, and you are increasing your consciousness at the level of the source of your being. Now, when you do this, you discover how wonderful it is. Why? Because you are discovering more of the gifts of the universe, and you are opening those gifts and celebrating and honoring them. It is, we are told, the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Are you accepting the gift? And if you want to know where it is, it arrived when you arrived. It is looking out of your eyes at the world around you, and it is looking out of the eyes of the world at you. You see all of the joy and peace and happiness of the infinite are yours right now. All the joy and peace and happiness of the infinite are yours right now. And, my dear friends, forever. Anything and everything you let go and let yourself be in consciousness will come forth as your life experience. This is what the master teacher Jesus said 2,000 years ago, or what he meant when he said, it is done unto you as you believe. So your challenge is to know yourself. In the Upanishads, it points out, all that is shape or no shape is life. Life is immortality. What a great idea this is. Pure spirit, my friends, exists at the center of everything. Of itself, it is formless, but it is ever giving birth to form. The forms come and go, but it goes on forever. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM. Thank you.